This is The Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper, episode 25.
Welcome to The Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
Hey everybody, Nick Loper here. Welcome to The Side Hustle Show. This is episode 25. I'm super excited to have made it to the quarter century mark, and thank you for all your support along the way. I'm pumped up today because this show is a really, really strong one. Vasavi Kumar is here to give us the inside scoop on creating profitable online courses. There are a ton of resources mentioned during the call, so be sure to check out all the links and show notes at sidehustlenation.com/episode25. And before we get started, a big thank you to Herbie from billionsuccess.com for the introduction to Vasavi for setting us up. Awesome job playing connector. Thank you for that. And also a quick shout out to Ryan from internetbusinesspassion.com for the new 5-star iTunes review. Ryan says, I recently found this podcast and I love it. It's very relevant to my current situation and interests. And then Ryan adds, Nick is very easy to listen to, which I will take as a compliment. Thank you for that, Ryan. Stick around to the end of the show, and I'll walk through a couple examples of potential course ideas using Vasavi's tips to get the creative juices flowing. And with that, let's jump right in. Vasavi, welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
So Vasavi Kumar is a certified life coach and co-author of the best-selling book, Succeeding in Spite of Everything. On her website, vasavikumar.com, she proclaims, I will teach you to be free. And I knew we were going to get along because that's a tall order. And I'm sure that's one in plenty of demand in our society where as many as 74% of us are dissatisfied with our jobs. She says, I teach people how to hustle like their life depends on it. Because it does. And that really hit home with me as the chief side hustler at Side Hustle Nation. So on the topic of today's conversation, she is the creator of several popular online courses. But Vasavi, let's start, kind of take us back in time, give us your quick background, kind of the path that led to this point.
Thanks so much for having me, Nick. And yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, the short version, because, you know, people can obviously always go to my website at vasavikumar.com to learn more about me and kind of really the deeper reasoning as to why I'm here. And I think that's really important. But, you know, basically how I ended up here was, you know, I would say that the pivotal moment for me was probably when I was 4 years old. And, you know, my parents are Indian immigrants. They came here in the 70s, and I was born and raised in New York, and we'd go to India every year. And I remember when I was 4 years old, witnessing a man go through a dumpster. He didn't have any food, and he basically just ate a banana peel. And I, at the age of four, right, like not understanding why do people have to suffer, and why, you know, people went to bed hungry. And I made it my mission at a very young age to really just kind of look at what can I do to stop suffering? What can I do to be the solution to people's problems? I knew that from a really, really young age. I just didn't know how I was going to do that. So I want to give you a little bit of context because from there to where I am now, most people are probably wondering, well, how did you end up creating online programs? What does one have to do with the other? But they actually are very much intertwined because I made it my mission at a very young age to just end any sort of human suffering, right? And that was just always my mission. And every path that I took, whether it was my first master's in special education, I then lived in India for a year working with survivors of sex trafficking. I came back home to New York and I went to Columbia University and got a second master's in social work and then eventually became a certified coach. Every step that I took was always fueled by this one mission of mine. How can I stop suffering? Any sort of suffering, right? Emotional suffering, mental suffering, and just the angst of being a human being, having great ideas and not being able to implement them. So that's really me in a nutshell. You know, and there's, you know, I have many layers, but that's really the quick story and the path that led me here.
I love that. And I love that entrepreneurial aha moment at 4 years old. I don't think not many people could trace it back to that young of an age.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So you know, you talk about doing these master's programs and after school, like, did you go into business for yourself or were you always an entrepreneur?
I got to say, and I just recently started sharing this with people. I've had one job in my life, and it lasted 2 weeks when I was 17, and I worked at a CVS, and I got fired.
Okay.
Because I just didn't understand like why I had to listen to what, you know, this boss was telling me to do. Like I didn't understand why I had to just kind of like listen to what people had to tell me to do. And that was my only job that I ever had, Nick. I never worked for anybody else after that. I had internships, you know, throughout my master's program, but I just always knew that I wanted to work for myself, that I had what it takes, to, you know, run my own business. I didn't know what I'd be doing. I just knew that I didn't want to work for anybody else. That I was clear about. And I think I knew that because both my parents are professionals. My mom's a cardiologist. My dad's a CPA. They're both in private practice. But they, you know, we could take off for 3 months and go to India, or my dad would be able to leave during the day to take me to the dentist or to a softball game. Right. So I saw that growing up. I saw that my parents were not chained to a desk.
Okay.
And they could do whatever they wanted. So I just knew from a very young age that freedom was the highest value that I cherished more than anything. Freedom to do what I want, when I wanted, how I wanted to do. So I would say absolutely, between the fact that, you know, I wanted to be the solution to people's problems and that I wanted total freedom and really use my life as a way to really be of purpose and value to people, I would say absolutely, I was always an entrepreneur. I just didn't know that I was an entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
I love that. You know, people at the CVS trying to plug you into their system. You're like, ah, that's not going to work.
No way. I can't do that. It's like that's like a prison cell for me. Can't do it.
So you became a certified life coach and you began getting coaching clients. So how did you land your first customers in that business?
Okay. So literally, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. So, you know, I was in this year-long coaches training program and they recommended us to go out. They recommended that we go out and we start getting clients right away. So I literally went into my contacts list in my Gmail. I had over like 5,000 contacts and I sent out a mass email. I think every entrepreneur does this. I think every entrepreneur lets everybody know in their address book, by the way, I have this new career. And that's exactly what I did.
Okay.
And I gave it away for free. That's what I knew this, that if I wanted to kind of get people in the door, I wanted to give it away for free. And I also knew this, I mean, back then I wasn't, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just getting trained. I was just really kind of getting better at what I did. And really, you know, I figured if I want to start building a pipeline, which I didn't even know was a pipeline at that point, right? But I was thinking in all these ways, like, how do I get people in the door to experience me? I figured, let me give away a 20, 30 minute sample session is what I call
it. Okay, and this was pre-graduation. What was the name of the coaching institute or training program?
I went to a school called Accomplishment Coaching, which is accredited by the ICF, the International Coaches Federation. And that was from 2010 to 2011. We started in August. I graduated by July, and it was in New York City. So we had, you know, every single month we met in person for a weekend, and I was assigned my own coach and I had a team and all that good stuff. So I was learning not only the skills of being a coach, but even more importantly, really getting my own life in order.
Okay.
Right. Because so that's basically how I started. I started by, you know, like I said, I didn't know, and I'm saying this on purpose because I think a lot of times we think we just should know certain things, but no, I didn't even know what I didn't even know at that point. I didn't know what an online program was. I didn't even know what online marketing was. I didn't know what an email list was. I didn't know what a sales funnel was. I didn't know any of that. So I want to really emphasize that because I think a lot of times we look at people where they are, you know, years into their business or having gone through a lot of training and investing, and they're like, oh, see, I can never be like that. But I really want to emphasize that I did not even know what was out there. And I didn't even, like, I had no clue. Right.
Right.
We're talking
about a very short time in terms of, you know, years from starting this program to where you are today. So this is kind of an accelerated business plan. Okay, so you blast out the email, you get some takers on the free service, and then it kind of goes from there. But tell me about your experience, you know, a year or two down the road with coaching. You're kind of getting tired of working one-on-one with people?
Absolutely. I mean, it's exhausting. I mean, I would often look at my calendar and just kind of I would have one of those heart sink moments where your heart sinks when you're like, oh my God, I'm not even going to have time to have lunch. Right? Like I became all about my business. I mean, definitely exhausted myself in the first year where I was just nonstop, like literally 15 clients a day. I was making about $8,000 a month. not gonna, you know, like,
yeah,
wasn't, you know, not shabby at all, considering it was my first year and I was charging anywhere between $600 to $700 a month for 4 60-minute sessions a month, but it was exhausting. And then let me tell you how I actually even uncovered this process of scaling back, you know, just even expanding who I was by scaling back and really kind of shifting from the one-to-one to the one-to-many model. I happened to be at a networking event, conference in Dallas for eWomen Network, and I saw this woman speak on stage. And this woman was who's now my mentor, Lisa Nichols. She was on Oprah. She was in the movie The Secret. And she was just talking about how she built her business and all these terms that I didn't know anything about like online programs. And I didn't know what that even was, but I just knew that she was sharing her story so authentically and powerfully. I'm like, I have to know her. I have to be in her space. She's great. She's so honest. She's so raw. She's so real.
Okay.
So literally after the conference, I went up to her and in her private suite and we were talking, and she told me about this program that she was doing called the Global Leadership Program, which was another year-long program, but it was really all about the business aspect with obviously a lot of the mindset, personal stuff. So I invested. It was the first, like, biggest investment that I had made. It was $25,000. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? But I took that leap of faith because I knew that there was so much I did not know. And if I really wanted to get moving, I had to immerse myself. So I invested in that, and I invested in an executive coach, which was another $25,000. So I literally spent, let's just say, the second year of my business, total, like, just investing in myself. I mean, I've invested over $100,000 in my business, Nick. I think you know that already, but, you know, in my personal and professional growth. And that's year two of my business. And I'm now, you know, I just completed year three. Year two was really all about understanding how I can disseminate my information on multiple media platforms. I didn't even know that I could get my messaging out there even through a podcast like this. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that, like, TV was an outlet and radio. Like, I mean, and I knew that those were outlets. I just didn't know that I was qualified or capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
And here,
so,
we are.
Here we are.
I love a couple points here. I love the invest in yourself, you know, because you got to, I mean, nobody else is going to do that for you. You've got to invest in yourself because that's your best bet. That's a 311 song. And I love the expansion by scaling back. And this is a very, you know, this is very Zen, very less is more. But it's this transition from I'm going to burn myself out doing one-to-one meetings all day. There's got to be a better way, right? How can I get my message out to a broader audience and at the same time work even less? I love that. So talk to me through about kind of creating your first course, or I guess even before that, like, so, you know, through all this, you know, global leadership program and stuff. So what are the biggest takeaways from that?
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. Okay. So when I want to go a little bit backwards because I have a lot of great programs now. However, when I first started, I literally put together, it was like a 6-week teleseminar course. Okay. It was like a group coaching course.
Okay.
And how I decided it was, I just, you know, here's the thing. I always believe that we teach what we need to learn. Okay. And, or we teach something that we've overcome or, you know, that we've kind of mastered in our life. So at that point I was teaching, I taught a course. It was $97. Okay. I first offered a free teleclass. Okay. Guess how many people showed up? You just got to guess.
Five people.
Four people.
Okay.
Four people showed up to my free call that I had. Okay. And at that point I was like researching, and this is even before I had invested in myself with Lisa Nichols in this $25,000 program. I said, okay, I put it out on Facebook and I put it out in one email blast. Right. So just look at that. I didn't really have an actual list yet. I didn't have any follow-up sequence. I didn't have any systems or strategy. I literally just put it out there. Hey, I'm doing a free call, and it's called Rising in Love with Yourself. That's what it was called. Rising in Love with Yourself instead of Falling in Love with Yourself. So I'm going to show you really like how I've transitioned into what I have now that I know more. But when I first created this course, it was literally, let's have a free call. Four people showed up. And then three of those people signed up for my 6-week teleseminar class for $97.
Okay. so that's not going to be a huge moneymaker, but it's a start. And it, you know, there's some learning that goes, that goes along with that. And so that was, every week people, dial in at this time, kind of share what you're working on, and you're present for all those calls, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was present. And then the follow up emails and this and that. So let me fast forward now to what it looks like. OK, so because I'm of the mindset that less is more and my time is very precious and I don't necessarily need to give like 150% of myself to make a difference. My mindset is all about the masses. Right. Like I'm very blessed that I've been able to invest in myself at the level that I have. So for me, it's really about how can I impact people at multiple price points so everybody gets a little taste, everybody gets help. You know what I mean? That everybody can access what it is that I have to teach. I'll give you the most basic. So I have three programs, and I'm going to walk you through the mindset behind why I did it and then how I structured it. How does that sound?
Okay, let's do it.
So the first course that I have is called Conquer, and it's a $30 program. It's low-hanging fruit. It's easy. I mean, it's like an easy yes for people. And what you get, it's 11 assignments. It's called Conquer, a 21-day guide to freedom, and it's 11 assignments, emailed assignments over the course of 21 days. So we use a back-end software like Infusionsoft, so it drips, so we have it set up. So literally, Nick, you can go to my website, get it, and then you automatically get a welcome email. And then the next day you get your first assignment. The content is simply this, right? You get a little verbiage from me. You get like, what are we talking about today? And then you get the action steps that you need to apply. And the way we market this program is, this is for the person on the go. This is for somebody who, you have your phone on you, you have your computer. It literally take you 10 minutes to read that assignment, put it into action.
And it's 100% automated.
100% automated.
Love it.
100%. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first part. And if you look at my branding and stuff, Nick, even though it's only a $30 program, the sales page is still beautiful. The graphic is still beautiful. Even when you get the program, it's still a beautiful program. I'm all about the user experience.
Yeah,
right?
Your site is very well done. I've got some work to do on design.
Oh, it's a great investment in yourself. We just rebranded in February. So, So I'm all about, no matter how much money you spend on any of my products or programs, it's still going to be beautiful because that's, first of all, that's my brand. Second of all, it's just, I want people to feel like, no matter what, I'm still going to be treated like, you know what I mean? It's like this whole, I have a lot of thought around it when I create my programs and the branding.
Okay. So Conquer is essentially a 21-day autoresponder sequence. Some people might give that away for free on their website, but hey, we're going to put a price tag on it so people value it a little bit more and actually take action from it.
Well, let me tell you this. When I do Telesummit interviews, when people interview me, I always give them Conquer for free. We have a special landing page and we give Conquer for free. The reason why I have no problem giving Conquer for free, because I literally, it's 11 emails that's automated. I'm not losing any money. I don't look at it as losing any money.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, and it's a great way for people to experience a little bit of Vasavi. You know what I mean? So you get these bite-sized assignments over the course of 11 days. So whenever I'm on a telesummit and they're like, do you want to give something for free? I lead them to the page where people can access Conquer for free.
Sure. Do you want to link to that in the Side Hustle show notes for this show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. So the second course that we have, and like I said, I want to emphasize here once again that this past year, Nick, has been all about how can I put my content out there in a way that's valuable, that has substance, that's affordable for people, and that's still beautiful, and I can still share my wisdom with people. So I created a 5-week Art of Taking Confident Action. It's a 5-week course in getting what you want, even in the face of your fear. That's the name of the course.
Okay.
You get, and we built a membership site for that right into WordPress. So what you get, and once again, it's dripped. So what that means is you don't get all 5 weeks all at once. You get it week by week by week. And I do that on purpose because I don't want people to buy my programs and then they don't do it because they get overwhelmed. So we pace it. I like to pace it, because it's very easy to say, here, have access to all these modules and all these MP3s. For me, success is not a matter of, oh, I've gotten your money. Success is, are you going through the program and are you doing the work?
Right.
That's what I want. So it is self-paced. Art of Confident Action, $197. It's easy for people who kind of want to get their feet wet, and it's not too much money. You know what I mean? It's like reasonable. And then we also have, if you want to bring accountability partner, it's $249. So you're paying an extra $50 to have a friend do the program with you.
Oh, okay.
And once again, through Infusionsoft, you have a username password that's a username and password that's generated. You get access to my membership site. You start with week one, you get an MP3, you get the fillable PDF, and you get bonuses from all of these other guest teachers that I've brought together to teach on the different topics throughout the week.
And what's your time commitment and involvement in this? Now, is there a specific start and stop to, hey, we're opening up another Art of Taking Competent Action course, or is this kind of on a rolling enrollment?
Okay, so that's a great question. When we first launched this program, there was a enrollment start date and an enrollment end date. So the program's already completed. We completed that first batch. We had about 50 people who joined. And the way we kind of announced it to everybody, I did a live spreecast, you know, a live stream. We had over 1,000 people on there. We had 50 people buy. And I think there's some takeaways for that. Like, why did we have 1,000 people on that spreecast, but only 50 people bought? And I have my thoughts on that too, but When we first launched this program, there was a start date and an enrollment end date. Now we've turned this program into evergreen, so anybody can buy it now.
Okay.
So those two programs are evergreen.
Okay, very cool.
So, and the last program, you want me to tell you about the last program also?
Yeah, let's round out the three.
Okay. So the last program is something called Source of Your Success. It's a mindset training program. When I first launched this program, and I've only launched it once so far, it was a 6-month program that had 6 months of weekly group coaching calls.
Okay.
That was like, whoa. But we had 60 people who joined that. The price was $9.97. And every week for 6 months, I did weekly group coaching calls. Now, it was great because I got to know the people who participated. I collected a lot of great testimonials. It was a really good learning experience for me. But now I'm like, you know what? I don't ever want to do that again. I don't ever, ever want to do that again. So we're rebranding the entire program, and we're doing early enrollment in November. And it's actually going to be an 8-week condensed mindset training program. Same amount of content, but we're just condensing it in 8 weeks. Membership site. It's going to be evergreen, no group coaching calls, and we're dropping the price.
Okay. So it becomes more time leverage from that standpoint. It's like you don't have to jump on a call, and 50 people on a call it gets pretty crowded.
Yeah. It's just a straight up Q&A call at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you mentioned a resource called Spreecast. Can you tell me a little bit what that is?
Yeah. Spreecast is, it's just a way to do a live stream, you know, so you can embed it right on your homepage, or you can, you know, send people to a Spreecast link. So it's literally a live stream technology.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. For people getting started out who maybe want to, you know, maybe starting with three courses is a little bit much for them, but, you know, getting started with their first course, like any tips for discovering what Side Hustle Nation can teach or like how to create the content for that first product?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually four steps to this, but the fourth step, I think we're going to be talking about that deeper. So let's talk about the first three steps. It's very easy. Okay. This is all I need you to do. I need you to take a piece of paper, and on the left-hand side, I want you to write down, and it doesn't matter what area of your life it is, write down all the crappy things that have ever happened to you. Okay. Write down you can relate this to business. You can relate this to relationships, health and fitness, whatever. Write down everything that's ever like bad that's happened to you. And I say that in quotes because everything is a teachable moment, but write down all the things that you've gone through that kind of like, oh God, the stab in the back, the betrayal, all that stuff. So all the breakdowns in your life. Okay. On the right hand side, you know, you're going to write down what is the lesson that you learned, right? Because I know this, Nick, from everything crappy that's ever happened in my life, something good has always come from it. Always, you know? I mean, in retrospect, you know, when I was actually going through it, I was like, oh my God, my life is over. This is so hard. But then when I look back on it, I'm like, oh, this totally happened for a reason. So basically on your left-hand side, you're writing down your breakdowns. On the right-hand side, you're writing down your breakthrough. What did you learn from it? What is the wisdom that you gained because of that? Okay.
Okay.
And then now what you need to do is between the breakdown and the breakthrough, like there's a bridge. There's a way in which you were able to bounce back or overcome that breakdown so you can get to your breakthrough. This is the how, okay? Because let me tell you something. I got to tell you my number one rant with the personal growth industry online courses is that nobody really teaches you how to do anything. They just kind of like go on and on about all this stuff. And it's like people really just want to know how did you get from point A to point B? Exactly. Like, what are the exact steps that you took? You know, and I am for me, who is as somebody who's invested in great programs and not so many great programs with a lot of mentors out there, I know the difference. I know when it's just like fluffy stuff, and I know when it's the real deal.
Yeah, we like the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, the meat and potatoes is all people really want, and it's scammy when you don't give that when people are paying. So what you're going to be teaching, what your content is that you're going to be teaching, is literally the how. So if you're, let's just say, you hated your job, you wanted to quit, and the lesson that you learned was, you know what? I have the ability to live a life on my own terms and make my money my way. Okay, that's awesome. How did you do that? How did you transition from your sucky job to the life that you love? What exactly did you do? Or, for example, I love David Siteman Garland from The Rise to the Top. He has a whole program on how to create online programs. And he actually shows you how to create an online program. It's brilliant. He's teaching people how to do what he's already done. Right. Okay? And he's actually teaching them. So there's three parts to creating a program using the knowledge that you already have. I think a lot of times we think we need to be I need to be 10 steps ahead. I can't teach this. No, right now you already have stuff that you can be teaching people by looking at what are some of the things in your life that you've overcome. Where are you now? What's the lesson that you've learned? And how did you do that? What is the bridge that got you from point A to point B? The how. Exactly what did you do? And that's your program right there.
Okay. I love it. That step-by-step process. This is replicable. If I did it, you can do it. And here's how we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you primarily do, like, are these video recordings? I think we're getting very tactical, but, like, is this video recordings, or are you doing, like, would you recommend doing the telecalls, like, every week or something like that? Or how would you structure it?
Okay, so and by the way, I love technical conversations, so this is right up my alley. So I do use Infusionsoft, right? So I have an automated email marketing software that I use. There are so many out there. There's AWeber, there's Office Autopilot, there's MailChimp also does automated. So like, let's break it down. So I have my $30 Conquer, right? Easy for me to make. It's just I literally wrote out some emails, put a beautiful header on it. I did it through Infusionsoft. I didn't record anything. I didn't do any videos. It's simple. It's easy. It's like low touch. It's low touch and it's low hanging fruit for people to just buy it. It's easy. Yes. So kept it simple. Had it be email. It's a $30 program. Okay. You go to my $197 program, a little bit more money, right? For a lot of people, $197 is a lot of money, and I totally respect and get that. But I didn't want to spend thousands of dollars on doing these high quality videos. So instead, what I did was I did professional MP3s. I actually have my former radio producer. He does like recordings for people. He has a sauna. And who knows that the wood from a sauna actually makes for really good audio quality.
Oh, really? So, somebody, another guest I had on said he records all his podcasts in his closet, you know, so the clothes like, you know, dampen the sound.
Yes, absolutely. Cause it gives that the insulation. So for the $197 program, you know, I'm not going to record something on my free conference call and put it in. I wanted the quality to still be great. I knew that this was going to be an evergreen program, a program that just runs on its own. So I wanted the quality to still be good, but I did not want to pay thousands of dollars, right? So busted out 5 MP3 recordings. I got some beautiful worksheets done, just a simple worksheet. My graphic designer branded it according to that program's design. And then I took it to Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, where everything is $5. And I got somebody to make the PDFs fillable.
Nice. Love Fiverr.
Yeah, that was it. And I like to do fillable PDFs because how annoying is it when you get a PDF and it's not fillable?
Yeah, and you got to print it out. Yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? So I made it fillable, easy $5, no problem. Now for my next program, Source, which is $9.97, I do have videos. Videos meaning we have PowerPoints, and then I do audio over them. Okay. So it's a video. It's hosted in Vimeo, but you get like 15, 20 minutes of PowerPoint, and I'm talking you through each one. You get the transcript. You get the actual MP3 just ripped from that, and you also get worksheets. So, you know, as you can see, depending on what you're charging for it, you can kind of figure out, well, how do I want to deliver this? You know what I mean? Like, if it's a $197 program, you're going to get MP3s and a worksheets. But if it's a $997, you're going to get video, you're going to get the PowerPoint, you're going to get all of it, right? Okay. And I also give access to all my other programs when you do the 997 program.
Okay. Now that's a really good point to make, is it's not, you know, you don't need to hire a professional videographer to come in and film this stuff if you're just doing, you know, PowerPoint and the voiceover audio. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's, I was kind of intimidated by, you know, doing video. And so that's helpful for me.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So let's say you're starting out, you have no audience. Like when I started this podcast, I had like 11 people on my email list, and thankfully it's grown a little bit since then. But like, what happens if you have nobody to market to? Like, do you still kind of stick it out and try and set it out on your own? Or would you go to like a third party distribution channel, like Udemy or something?
Yeah, I like Udemy. I like Sellfy, S-E-L-L-F-Y. I think I'm saying it right. I think it's either Sellify or Sellfy. But yeah, go to the online marketplaces. Like I would absolutely do that. You can build your audience that way. Go to places that are already doing the work, right? They already have a platform. They already have an audience. And, you know, they have customers who want to learn and grow, and put your stuff out there.
Okay. Excellent.
And through, and just make sure that, you know, you give your contact information, you give them some sort of something at the end of your program, if you're using like something like an Udemy, so that you can start building your list that way. You never want to just leave somebody hanging at the end of the program, right? You want to let them know how they can take it further, how they can opt into your list. And you want to be a content wizard. You want to be able to provide good content. That's why people keep coming back.
Definitely. I read a really interesting strategy on Udemy, which was to, kind of curate some content from YouTube, like open source content from YouTube, package that together as a free course on Udemy and use that as a feeder funnel up into some of your paid courses.
Yes, totally. I think that's great. That's exactly how to do it.
So we're talking about different price tiers. Now, are you seeing people upgrade from one to the other on a consistent basis, or is that something you're tracking?
What we found was that we have people who come into our $30 programs, and we found that they were kind of dropping off the face of the earth after they bought our $30 program. So what we did on the back end with Infusionsoft is that we created a nurture sequence.
Okay. Yeah, some sort of follow-up. Hey, make sure you guys are taking action. And by the way, we've got this other stuff that might help you along your path.
Yeah, we actually – I don't know if I told you this, but I'm actually going to be in December 1st, I'm going to Bahamas for a month for my yoga teacher training. And, you know, then I'm moving to Austin for vegetarian culinary school. So I let my team know I really want to have some sort of nurture sequence. So, you know, if I'm not actively promoting my programs, and I still will be, right, at least for new people who join the list, you know, we got to have something that nurtures them over the course of 21 days and gives them the option of, hey, try out Conquer, try out Art of Confident Action. We have email set up for people who have maybe completed Art of Taking Confident Action. Here's what's next, right? So you got to keep people engaged, because human nature is that they will fall off the face of the earth. And it's my responsibility to kind of be in their face a little bit.
Definitely. And lately, so we've kind of talked about the time requirement. So there's some setup costs, some initial costs there. But afterwards, you can make this relatively hands-off, relatively automated, which I love. I think that makes it a pretty viable side hustle for people who want to get their feet wet, but, you know, don't want to go all in and quit their job right out of the gate. And on our call before, you mentioned kind of transitioning to doing some live in-person events too. And what's the appeal in doing that for you? Because that's very time intensive.
It is time intensive, but let me tell you, I like 15 women, 20 women. I like the small, intimate groups. You get to really know people, and they get to really know you. And then you've created like 20 evangelists that will say that will really preach, you know, say your praise. But it's also a matter of that intimacy and connection. See, while I love my online programs, they make that passive income for me. I really love just being around people. I love the human connection. You know, I need my time off sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's like, but it's also a great opportunity when you're in front of these people, you can then upsell them into something else. So for example, we just came back from my first retreat in Malibu, Nourish. Every woman, 15 women, every woman there paid $1,800. In as far as upsell, we did $8,000 in sales.
Wow. What were your upsells?
So my upsell was we did half days, which is half days is 3 hours with me. And we did that for $1,000 for every, you know, so it was $9.97 to do a 3 hour half day VIP day with me. Then we also have spots to my Hustle Intensive in Miami. We gave it to them for $2,700. And that offer is still, it's going to expire soon. But we gave them Hustle Intensive in Miami, where I'm working with 6 to 7 men and women on their businesses, like intimately, like having this kind of conversation, Nick, like really about the technical stuff. What do you need to do next? This is a weekend that's all about work. Okay. You know, it's like we're not trying to get massages here. We're getting to work. Right. So we sold about four of those. So we did a total of, I think it was like 79 something or something like that, you know, so close to $8,000 we did.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think the power of in-person events is, like you said, building these fans for life. You know, they spent, yep, you know, this time face to face, and hopefully they got something out of it, and they'll sing your praises for forever.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what's next for you? You said you're going to yoga training and vegetarian culinary school.
Yes. So I have been working nonstop for 3 years, and I'm like, you know what? I need to unplug. I will be off social media, off my phone, off everything. I'll be staying in an ashram in Bahamas for 200 hours yoga teacher training.
Awesome.
That's December 1st to January 1st. And then, you know, I'm fulfilling my passion of, since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a chef. So, you know, I'm going to go to Natural Epicurean Culinary Academy in Austin.
That's so awesome. It's awesome that the business, business supports the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Very cool. So thank you so much for sharing all of this, you know, incredible value and really kind of the step-by-step process of how to make this happen and the nuts and bolts behind it. So before we wrap up, let's ask you for your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation and then where people can find you online.
Look at what you've already learned and how can you teach that to other people? And, you know, kind of looking at the different formats on how to showcase that and fulfill that, you know, it is very easy for you to just make that passive income on the side. And I think that the next thing I would say is don't wait, right? Because, you know, not to sound cheesy or woo-woo, Nick, but there are people out there that need to hear what it is that you have to say and what it is that you can teach. So don't wait. Don't wait any longer, you know?
Okay.
And then if people want to find me, they can just go to my website at vasavikumar.com. I'm on Facebook as Vasavi Kumar and Twitter as Vasavi.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Nick.
Wow, I was taking notes like a crazy person during that call, and hopefully you were too. Now, so this circles back to, you know, the freedom and the lifestyle that you want to live, and I love it. So Vasavi set up her business, so these courses, you know, kind of allow her or afford her the freedom to take a couple months off, like she said, to do her yoga training, do her culinary school, super inspiring stuff. So to recap, her three steps for coming up with a course idea. Well, number one, write down all the crappy things that have ever happened to you. That's what she calls the breakdown. Step two, write down all the good things that came from those crappy things, what she calls the breakthrough. And number three, discover the bridge, how you got from the bad side to the good side. This is powerful stuff because if it's a pain point in your life, odds are it's a pain point in somebody else's life too. So in the beginning, I promised a couple examples, and there are literally hundreds of these, but one that comes to mind immediately was a story I shared last month on the Niche Pursuits podcast with Spencer Hawes, and the story about how I got my AdWords account shut down by Google literally the day after I quit my job. So that was a very crappy thing, looking back. But like Vasavi mentioned, it had a funny way of turning into a silver lining. So one thing I could do would be create a course on overcoming the Google slap and sell it to my fellow marketers who were suffering the same fate. And that was several years ago, but you know, that would have been an idea at the time. So another example, you know, each week I tear out my legs at softball and ultimate frisbee, and no matter how much stretching and warming up I do, I always seem to be sore after these like zero to sprint kind of events. And so if I eventually figure out the magic system of leg strengthening and, you know, the right warm-ups to do, I could turn that into a course. It could be called something like, "Hey, dude, you're not 18 anymore, a no-nonsense guide to injury prevention for wannabe athletes." But you get the idea. Like, there's just a ton of stuff where there's an opportunity to create these courses around building on your own experiences. So absolutely love it. Ton of great stuff in this episode. Let me know what you think about it over at sidehustlenation.com/episode25. And until next time, go out there and make something happen. And I'll see you next week in episode 26.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.